Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. Wednesdays during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Christopher Anderson. And Chris, if we haven't all had enough of COVID-19 by now, we revisit it today, especially as college students begin to set their sights on returning or going to campus for the first time in quite some time.
Absolutely, Brandon. And universities right now are struggling to develop plans to bring students back onto campuses safely. Students live in roommate situations oftentimes, and they go to crowded dining halls during the main meal times. You know, they attend sporting events and other extracurricular activities that are very social in nature. So the whole experience of being a college student is, by nature, an intensely social experience, and colleges are really trying to figure out how to do this in the face of COVID-19.
What can students and parents do in order to prepare for these, shall we say, unusual circumstances on campuses this fall?
Well, parents and students need to pay very close attention to all communications coming from campus, regardless of how those communications are received. It could be phone calls, emailings, or postal mailings. This is so important because information and guidance coming from Albany, from Harrisburg, and the federal government is changing frequently. Also, pay close attention to deadlines for submissions of various forms, particularly if you're a new student. Colleges are required to maintain accurate immunization records for students taking a certain number of credits. In New York, it's 6 credits, but I'm not sure what it is in PA, actually. So the students need to submit their immunization records. There will also be some additional health history forms and health care consent forms that need to be completed as well. So don't hesitate to get these forms to your school's health services departments. Families also need to pay close attention to the move-in schedules, as colleges, again, have staggered arrival dates and arrival times in order to reduce the influx of people arriving at any one time. I know of some colleges that are actually assigning a certain window of hours on a particular day for their students to move in. So be aware of whether or not your college is actually doing that. And most campuses will also be providing at least a certain amount of masks and sanitizers and other safety items, but it wouldn't be a bad idea if parents send along a supply of these items with their students as well, just in case they run out or just in case they need to use them. And also, let me say this too, Brandon, that parents also need to take the time to talk to your students about how important it is to follow recommendations by the campus administrators and try to push the limits. I know it's very difficult for campuses to come up with these safety plans for reopening, and it's really going to take everyone's participation to help keep it safe. So keep an eye on your students' college website, particularly the health and wellness pages, for updates on pre-arrival testing or screening as well. Some colleges are requiring testing to be done prior to arrival and then a brief questionnaire screen to be completed right before they enter campus to ensure that students are not symptomatic upon arrival. So plans are not consistent among all universities, so you're going to want to make sure that you're aware of what your son and daughter's campus plan is prior to arrival.
I'm sure the question begging to be asked is, what if a student comes down with COVID after arriving on campus?
If a student begins to experience flu-like symptoms, it will be very important that he or she contacts health services right away. And there will likely be some protocols in place that students will need to follow in order to arrange just to even visit health services. But in order to help keep campuses safe and healthy as possible, we're going to really need a high level of honesty from students in reporting their symptoms. You know, in order to prepare for this upcoming fall, some college campuses are actually also maintaining their online instruction formats in addition to their in-person classroom teaching so that in case students need to isolate or quarantine, they can do so without missing instruction. So it's very important for parents and students to be well aware of what their college campus health safety plans are, and they also need to be flexible and understanding. They need to kind of not allow the stress of the situation to get to them. Understand that college administrators and campuses are trying their hardest to really provide a plan that's going to still allow students to be on campus, but as safely as possible.
Well, you've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. Wednesdays during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Christopher Anderson.